Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Odyssey app. We love it. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey. It's our very own word. It sounds like a different word, but it's also about audio and audaciousness. Audacity? Odyssey. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Look it up on the App Store, Google Play, get it. Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show. You can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day, home, car, anywhere you are, we're there too. Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. We did a bunch of Taylor, just listen to the app, win a trip to see Taylor Swift contest this year. Get the download today.
Oh.
Download the free app. I know, I'm like, what am I saying? Download the free Odyssey app today. All right, let's begin with this is the Forbes 100 most powerful women in the world list. End of the year, it happens. I enjoyed the lists.
I do too.
They're debatable at times. These things, they do put them in order. I don't recognize anyone until number 8. The number 1 is Ursula von der Leyen, and she is the current president of the European Commission.
Okay.
She does sound like a power player. No wonder I don't know anything about her. So this is Forbes' annual list of the world's 100 most powerful women. And Ursula, whose name I'm probably completely butchering, is on the top of the list. So some of the names you would recognize are Melinda Gates at number 8. Mackenzie Scott at number 9. That's Jeff Bezos' ex. Isn't it funny? Two exes of billionaires landed in the top 10. But they are both having impacts.
That's great.
Yeah. Then we jump all the way down to 23 before we find Taylor Swift. You know, she's one of the most powerful women in the world. No question about
Who's
that.
Who's 15?
I don't have the list in front of me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I can get it, though. Unfortunately, it's one of those.
Never mind. I was just curious as you go from one jump, like that jump is a big gap.
Oh, here we go.
And I was just curious if there's any recognizable name on that list.
No, there isn't. I looked through it. So number 15 is Ana Patricia Botín, and she's Spanish, and she's in finance. You want any other numbers?
Nope.
Just say another number. Tell me a number.
No, thanks. Taylor Swift at 23.
Taylor
Got
Swift
it.
Is at 23. At 33, another good size leap.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah. Oprah's all the way down at number 33.
Oprah's not on my radar at all
she's been
anymore.
Very quiet of
None.
Late. Well, she's in her 70s now. And maybe it's by design. She's like, yeah, I'm just going to, you know, enjoy my palatial estates that I have all over the place and love my dogs up. And I've got
Stedman.
Nah, she's not going to love him up, please.
Sheesh.
That guy.
Her dogs.
Oh, God, she's got 1,000 dogs.
I know, but her husband is still in the picture, right?
I don't think they're married.
No, they're not. I don't think they've ever gotten married.
Yeah. He's arm candy, man. That's it. I'm sure they have a great relationship. I'm not sure. I have no idea. She certainly talks about Gail more than she talks about Stephen. That's for sure. Gail. Oprah Winfrey is number 33 on this. This is the Forbes Most Powerful Women in the World list, the Forbes 100. At number 35 is Beyonce. At number 76 is Rihanna. And although I find her to be super powerful, Rihanna, like I feel like she looks like she will destroy me. She looks at you with that look where she's like, I'm not just going to do you. I'm going to hurt you. And she was so big. I was telling you the other day, we stayed at this Airbnb at the Barclays Center. It was right there. And this enormous billboard. If you looked out the window and turned your eyes to the right, there's Rihanna's chest in her underpants. I mean, it was in her bra. I mean, she also had underpants on. But her lingerie line. And that she just looking at me like, bitch, I'm going to kill you with love. You know, like she's so just smoky eyes like, oh. Like I always wonder in her head, is she like, oh, you know, I should stop at the grocery store on the way home from this. Pick up some, I'll get one of those pre-made chickens, rotisserie chickens. You know, is that what Rihanna's thinking about? Or is she actually like trying to figure out ways to barely keep me alive while she does me so good? Anyway, Harold, let me let you up for air for a second. Don't bother.
I also don't am bother. A fan. I'm dying I think happy. She's very sexy. Yeah. I agree.
She just looks like she's going to get you.
But then again, you know what? People that like, that's one of those things. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's your fantasy.
Yeah.
And in reality, she's like,
yeah, I'm going to go pick up a chicken at Whole Foods.
It's just sex, ding dong. Like, we're going to have some fun, and then you're going to roll over, and I'm going to tell you to get out.
Yeah.
Get your clothes and get out.
That is definitely where she's at with the guy she's had two kids with.
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky. She is the I am going to burn you with my smoldering bedroom eyes. That's, I think that's probably been clicked off. Even though they're so rich, they don't even have to ever see their kids. They could be like, bring me these children back when they're age 18. Let them know how amazing we are and how much we love them. But we don't want to see them. Rihanna, she's number 76. But I think she has the power to, she might be able to turn me. And at number 100 is WNBA star Caitlin Clark. I will put the whole list up for you. In fact, I've got the link right here. Let me copy that. And I'm going over to the Facebook page. And then it is up as of right now. So enjoy if that's something you want to look at. I promised you I would put everything up on the Facebook page and I'm doing it. This is really cute. I do like the Taylor Swift Girl Squad. And one of the famous members of that is Selena Gomez, you guys.
You say she's an original member?
Yes, I think they've been friends
because
a long time.
Because I do feel like some of those, like the newer
Klingons.
Mahomes, there seem like, so you just have a whole new group of girlfriends now?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but that's not your squad. Like, what'd you do? You traded them out?
It's more forced social interaction because of the husband.
They're besties, though. Stop it. Oh, my God. It's amazing. She made us all famous. Anyway, Selena Gomez is going to marry Benny Blanco. He proposed and she said, yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
She said yes.
Yes, I will marry you. That sounds so fun.
Good for her.
We should pick a date.
Better for him.
Oh, huge for him. You know, he's very successful. Like,
I know
he's
he
a
is.
Big producer. I don't really know that much about him. I only ever looked him up after I heard that they were dating and I saw a picture of what?
Ooh.
That guy?
Shrek? Is that you?
No, that's Shrek's ugly cousin, actually. So, but I will say that every interaction I see with them, they're like, I love when people are able to really be, I think one of the most important things in a relationship is you can just be as goofy as you want to be. And it just is funny. It's not like, oh, you're stupid. You're just able to be that goofy, fun.
Sure.
Doof that's inside all of us. And I feel like I see them doing goofy, doofy things. And I think, good. That is, honestly, in the long run, you got to be able to make each other laugh.
You have to be good with each other. You have to be able to make each other laugh. You have to be able to make fun of each other. And you absolutely have your own language.
Yes.
And your own sense of humor. I actually
Your little songs, your little jokes, the inside jokes, the rhythm of a person's relationship with another person. And their rhythm looks very nice. And so Taylor, who is in the girl squad, or Taylor is the girl squad, right? Like these people all just sort of orbit her. Even Selena Gomez, who has the most followers of anyone ever. She immediately acknowledged that this had happened. And she said, yes, I will be the flower girl. Yes.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. She doesn't say anything else about the thing. She just responds to the announcement.
She didn't write
him? No, she didn't. She knows better. Come on. Yes, I will be the flower girl. It's really cute, the post that she put up, and the she shows the ring. She's like staring at the ring. It's really cute. And it looks like I don't know if he proposed on this picnic blanket that they got going on here, but it's just very cute. And she looks so happy. She's like crying and laughing, and he's, you know, doing tickle monsters on her.
Well, you better be happy in this moment because nothing's happened yet. The bad stuff, I mean.
Right. That's all coming up.
Yeah, that's in your future. Don't worry.
Enjoy it while you got it. Lots of Celebrity Center stuff. Like, let's see. Jennifer Aniston. I'm a little jealous that Jen Aniston knows them. Honey, congratulations, sweet mama. She put a little ring.
Oh, Jen Aniston wrote that to Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Lil Nas X said, OMGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGG Sookie Waterhouse, who I want to say that's, she just had Edward Cullen's baby, Robert Pattinson. Right? Are they together? They're married.
You're the Tinseltown tattler. Don't ask us.
I mean, honestly, I just constantly prove that I'm not over and over.
They're not married, but he is her partner.
But they have a baby.
But he is her partner.
Okay. She said, congratulations, beauty. Cardi B said, wait, hold on. Oh, woo, 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 woo. And Lily Collins said, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Best news ever. Couldn't be more happy for you both. All the famous people commenting.
That's nice.
He says, when I look at Selena, I'm always just like, I don't know a world where it could be any better than this.
Oh, Benny.
Oh, God.
Enjoy it, Holmes, because soon you'll be taken for granted.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Said every married guy ever. Uh, 2019. It wasn't that long ago. Or was it? Here's some things that happened in 2019. As we are going to close out the 5 years, these are things that happened before that.
Okay.
The college admissions cheating scandal happened. It just really doesn't feel all that long ago. But now it was back in 2019. The movie Cats came out. I feel like that was also more recent. Taylor Swift announced that she'd re-record her back catalog after Scooter Braun bought it. And man, did she get busy. I can't believe, I actually feel like that was before 2019. I feel like she'd been putting those things out. Every single thing we play here is a Taylor's version. In case you don't know, we've got Taylor's back over here. In 2019, Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson were dating. That was that long ago. Jennifer Lopez got engaged to Alex Rodriguez. Boy, a lot's happened since then.
Wow.
Old Town Road by Lil Nas.
She got married and divorced in that time.
Yeah.
To another guy, I mean. Broken up.
Yep.
Reconnected. Married multiple times to the same guy.
Right.
And then divorced.
Yep.
In the time since... she was engaged
since 2019
to,
when she got engaged to A-Rod. And they were engaged for a while.
Life in the fast lane, everybody.
Old Town Road by Lil Nas X was a breakout hit. In 2019, the series finale of Game of Thrones and The Big Bang Theory aired.
What a bomb.
Notre Dame burned. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth separated. The brown egg became the most liked picture on Instagram. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team won the World Cup. And Nick Cannon only had 3 kids. I think he's had 12 total now. Man, the production on that guy.
I don't even think he's a drinker, but it feels like he went on a bender and just
continues to bend.
He's not, there's no more pregnant women by him, are there?
He's got 4 different baby mamas since Mariah.
Right, but no one's currently pregnant with his child.
But he just had a baby over the summer, right? Wasn't? Oh, maybe he stopped, like, taking a breather. Like, that's that wave.
I don't know. I would think he would go. That's what I'm saying. It feels like he got drunk and went on a bender and then just did all the ladies in the neighborhood.
All the hottest ladies.
Well,
all of
whatever.
Them are hot.
You know, I'm just.
You got to be a certain tier for.
12 kids, 6 different women.
Oh, boy.
Are there any women currently pregnant with his children, with child?
Not that I can find.
Yeah, I think he just like did it and then woke, like came to his senses and went, I got to stop this.
Well, he had multiples with a few of these ladies.
Well, he had twins with Mariah Carey.
Yes, so those are the oldest kids.
3 with Brittany Bell. 3 with Abby De La Rosa.
Which one is the one? One of them has a baby with him now that... But their first baby died.
Oh, I don't know. The other women are Lanisha Cole Brittisi and Alyssa Scott.
Yeah, one of them had a baby. And remember, it was I don't think that kid was a year old. Had like a brain cancer.
It's super tragic.
It was horrible. All right, so there's that. The things that happened in 2019. Feels like a lifetime ago, but also like yesterday. I was wondering this the other day. And I don't know that this is definitely the answer, but over the summer, it felt like Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet were a thing.
Yeah, they are.
For a minute. Yeah, I haven't seen them in months. I just never heard that they broke up.
Oh,
so
they're done, huh?
No, they're not. They aren't done. They are still together. You are correct. But I had not seen that. So I was wondering just the other day when we were talking about how he has just a terrible, like some people can rock a mustache. Some people can have a little bit of, but honestly, I feel like you have to be at a certain level of facial maturity to do that. A lot of people try to grow the mustache or the beard to make themselves look older. And honestly, you just look like a baby who has like a glued on beard. That's us. And Timothée Chalamet, who's already very slight, he had this like John Waters thing. Like it's not just a mustache that doesn't work. It's like kind of cut down, like close to the top lip. It's just the weirdest look. He was on College Game Day.
Yeah.
And that's where I saw the pictures that I was wondering about. I thought, I wonder if they broke up or what. Nah, turns out affectionate behavior from Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet. They had a PDA packed date night at the movie premiere after party. So they did this, The Complete Unknown. A Complete Unknown is the name of his Bob Dylan biopic that's coming out. Kylie Jenner and Timothée showcased their love for one another at the after party. This was a Tuesday night.
Well, we know he's your not-so-secret fantasy boy. I understand why you're injured by the mustache, but I feel like most people just don't care. Like, so he's just some dude who grew a mustache for a minute. He'll shave it off and...
Quickly, please, get to it. This is, it's just... Come see this.
I've seen it. I actually...
So dumb.
You
want
to know? I saw a picture of him.
He's like a 70s porn star who needs to eat some food.
I saw a picture of him. He needs to eat some food. And yet...
Hurry.
He's at the top of your list of guys that you're into. Weird.
No, I really like him, but I do feel creepy grandma about him. I love him.
He's wearing this leather blazer in this... And I just know this because of actors, not because I'm a fashionista or anything.
A
leather blazer that's probably worth $15,000, right? Some designer put it on him.
I think I'm looking at it right now.
And I'm looking at the picture, and he's got these... The little circle pins, flare, that we used to wear in the 80s on your jean jacket or something, and he's poked these holes... In what I'm guessing is a $25,000 jacket.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. I didn't even see his dumb face.
It's very, that's what I'm looking at. I actually thought to myself, if that's real leather, those are real holes. And they'll always be there.
They ruined that jacket. I'm going, oh my gosh. But, you know, free $20,000 jacket
is a
free jacket.
And he clearly doesn't care about anything because he didn't even look in the mirror and saw the monstrosity on the front of his face. That's right on your face, dude.
It's the same mustache that Johnny Depp grows all the time.
It's that wispy thing. But
that...
Johnny Depp at least is mature enough to carry it off. Like this guy, he just needs to bulk up if he's going to try and pull that look off. Come on, bud.
Anyway, leave Timotei alone.
Timotei.
Yeah, this is a guy you love. And you're hard on him.
He's adorable. Actually, you know, he's hosted Saturday Night Live a couple times, and I really love him on that show in particular. You know what? I have a SNL story here somewhere, too, that I wanted to mention. There is I like someone who can take himself not that seriously. That's why I think that it just has to be a joke. He grew that thing, and he looked in the mirror, and he started laughing so hard. He's like, I'm keeping it. That's it. F it. So... The SNL story, this is the 50th season that they're in the middle of right now.
Okay.
And there is a Saturday Night Live documentary. There was just some other sort of behind the scenes, the day leading up to the very first episode ever of the live show, the hour and a half live show, like back in the 70s. This one is a 4-episode series. It's a Saturday Night Live docuseries. It's coming to Peacock. Just ahead of the actual date of the 50th anniversary. It'll be behind the scenes glimpses of the making of the long running sketch comedy show. And let me see if I can find a date for this. Of course I can't. No, I don't see a date, but it's coming up. So if you've already got Peacock and if you're a regular watcher of Saturday Night Live, like this is, I will definitely watch that, which because it sounds like it's going to have all the various iterations of the cast included on it. It's January 16th is when it starts. Maybe they'll drop it all at once, but they say it's a 4-episode series, Saturday Night Live docuseries. And so it's right around the corner in the fresh new year. Do I have time for one more little thing? All right. Let me find something good. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. She's having his baby, but they are done.
They're not done.
We're never going to be done.
They're not done. These two, this is their thing.
The twin flames, man. Yep. Now apparently they're done. So I guess the whole time they've been together, they didn't really set up a house together. They were together a lot, but he's got a pad, you know, probably in Hollywood somewhere. And I guess that a lot of his posse and his friends, it's like a party house. So he would go and be there when... She wanted to be alone, but she rented actually a couple places over the course of their relationship. And, you know, she's got 3 kids from another relationship, too. So she needs to have a nice place for them to go with it, where Machine Gun Kelly and his stupid friends aren't hanging around whooping it up. Well, it's great. Well, it's jam. So it looks like she did finally find a house. So congratulations to her on having $8 million still to spend on a home.
Thank goodness.
You know?
Well, she released a book.
Oh, yeah. No, she's... I should have looked up her net worth. She's just... I mean, cash for being hot, I guess. Anyway, they haven't actually really been living together for a while. He bought a house a couple years ago. Always had people over there. She's concerned about safety, wants space to herself, has 3 children. And so she bought a house for about $8 million.
That's her net worth.
Is $8 million?
That's what it says.
This is ridiculous then. I'm like, I was thinking to myself, you know what the taxes are on an $8 million house? Like so much money. And it's like, oh, I don't know. What are you going to pay $30,000 a month for mortgage and a
Or she'll pull a Jim Carrey and go, I just took some roles in a movie in order to pay for the tax this year.
I guess so.
Maybe.
Is she a safe bet to lend money to? I suppose too. The house itself is the collateral.
She could do some naked stuff.
Oh, in OnlyFans?
Oh, no, we're just
pregnant.
You know,
OnlyFans page. Listen, hey, everyone.
To be honest, I'm surprised she's not already on there.
Well, does she really not have any kind of future as an actress?
Oh, can she act?
I thought that's what she does.
That's her occupation.
I think she just tries to do the smoky bedroom eyes that Rihanna does. I don't know what she does. She's hot. I like looking at her and stuff.
Let me look her up. What's her name again?
It doesn't matter. We're done here. Megan Fox. We're up. What's coming up, man?
You people eat a lot of cottage cheese.
Oh, goodness. Do we?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Da ba da ba da ba da doo boo be doo boo boo. That's a song. So good. Just let it wash over you. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Vinny, it's like sunny outside. That is just, boy, changeable weather.
It's going to be in an, well, I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Listen live, contest, and our full show podcast all at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank's daily mission is to help our Bay Area neighborhoods thrive. This holiday season, Fremont Bank Foundation is supporting local residents in need. Go to FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. Sarah already killed the lead, which is there's sun outside.
Yeah, sorry.
There's blue skies outside.
I just glanced up and it's so surprising because it's been like pretty overcast almost, and it poured all night.
It did start overnight as expected. It did go pretty hard on my drive in this morning, but this will be the way it's going to go for the next through Tuesday, on and off.
All right.
So depending on where you're at, you may want to keep, checking your app. Right now, I'm seeing that we're seeing, they're saying there's snow in Tahoe.
Go.
Snow falling as we speak.
Right now.
And more expected later today.
Wonderful. Were you able to see any cams?
I couldn't find the cams in time for mic time broadcast.
Yes, sure.
I was trying to confirm, they're saying snow is falling, which is great news. You love it.
What's the new name of Squaw? Palisades.
Palisades.
Palisades will have cams too if you want to look. Maddie. I don't know if Maddie's listening to us. He's doing producer things.
Maddie's on the
show. Here we go. Maddie's on the show.
He's going to fix it so we can see it soon. Oh,
yes,
it's someday. It looks white.
It does. Oh, yes. Oh, are we, is that Palisades? Oh, no, that's Sierra at Tahoe. That's okay. Sierra.
Either way, it looks like snow is falling.
It looks snowy, yep.
So, and we need that. I was up over Thanksgiving and Heavenly had a lot of dirt showing.
Even though I'm sure they can't make it all. That's a huge mountain. Mm-hmm. They can only fill probably a couple runs, enough to get a few people to buy passes and get them on the mountain.
So we need the snow. That's good news and more expected. Yay. Okay. This is the story I teased you with about all the cottage cheese you people eat. What is going on here?
I can honestly say I don't hate cottage cheese, but I have not bought a thing of cottage cheese in 30 years. I never have cottage cheese at my house. Are you a big cottage cheese person?
I'm not a big cottage cheese person. I will eat, for example, I'll put some cottage cheese in a bowl and scoop it up with apples. Mm-hmm. It's a great snack.
Yeah.
Just as good as peanut butter and apples. Yeah. Right. And yet, if I buy cottage cheese, it will go bad before I get back to it.
Yes.
So I'll have the one bowl and then
yellow.
I should have some more of that, but I don't get back to it. And then it's, this. Ooh.
I think that if I have bought it ever for myself, it was for a recipe. It had to be, because I can't imagine a scenario where I'm like, I've got to get some cottage cheese.
I love it. I get the dry ranch dressing.
Oh.
And mix that in with the cottage cheese.
You mean like powdered?
Powdered.
When you say dry.
Oh. Yeah, the powdered ranch. Mix that in with cottage cheese. It's so delicious with chips and all kinds of different things. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a go-to snack for me.
What a sneaky hack.
It is a good hack.
I'd never heard of that.
It's very tasty.
Huh. That's amazing.
Now,
it's almost like ranch just got healthy.
Well.
Don't they say cottage cheese is supposed to be pretty good for you?
Yeah, well, or cottage cheese just got unhealthy.
Oh.
But, either
it's
way.
Just powder.
Grubhub released a report on 2024 delivery trends.
Oh, okay.
I have never Grubhubbed, just for the record.
I don't think I've ever Grubhubbed either. I'm not. Is that just a DoorDash? What is it?
Yeah. It's the same thing. They deliver all kinds of different foods. I don't even think it has to be food.
It's owned by Yelp. So when you order from Yelp, usually it goes through Grubhub.
Okay.
I don't know. Everything's connected. Getting lost in this web.
Grubhub delivered a report on the delivery trends they noticed this year. They delivered over 1 ton of cottage cheese orders to customers. That's 2,000 pounds of cottage cheese.
But it's a whole country.
And you had it delivered.
8 ounces, so that's 8 ounces of it is a half pound. Like, that's not, I feel like that's actually not that. We're talking about Merca, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's.
Who orders cottage maybe cheese 4,000, delivery?
I don't know. People who need that for their apples.
No, yeah, but I'm saying you get that when you go to the grocery store to get your groceries. You don't go, you know what, I would taste good and I'll have it brought to my house for me.
Right. Yeah, maybe people are ordering groceries through them. It does seem unusual, but I really thought it was going to be 5,000 tons of cottage cheese. Like, 1 ton doesn't sound like all that much to me.
To me, I haven't used Grubhub at all. I don't deliver food.
Right.
If I were going to deliver food, it would be the, holy crap, we have no food in this house. Let's get a pizza. Or...
Yes.
Something I can't make, like chicken wings or some kind of thing where
you're
I go.
You're a chicken wing guy
I'm
now.
Not. I haven't but had them since whenever I had them. I really haven't. But what I'm saying is I can't make that.
Right.
So if I were going to order Grubhub, and I don't, I would order something I can't possibly make.
When you say you don't, do you mean Christina does and you
no,
don't?
No, she doesn't either.
So
no.
There's no like food delivery because you guys aren't able to.
Never. And if she goes, we're going to get a pizza, I go, I'll go get it.
Ah.
Like I just don't have stuff
Why
delivered.
Why leave your house?
I have the same question. I just didn't want to ask it.
Like, I hate
Why don't you just
I
have them deliver it?
Because I can go get it.
You just want to leave.
You just want to
we
get out
it.
Of the house.
We get
no,
it.
No, you guys.
He's one step away from going, I'm going to go down to the corner store for cigarettes.
Yeah. No, right I'm now. Not.
I need to go down to my spank pad apartment.
Chicken was included in nearly 40% of all Grubhub restaurant orders.
Chicken is pretty universal, huh? It's just very, it's tasty.
It's the easiest meat for me, for sure.
And as long as it's thoroughly cooked, it'll be fine. We'll just have some chicken.
Grubhub espresso orders spiked the week of June 22nd, right as the song Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter topped the charts. The power of suggestion.
Yeah.
Advertising works, everyone. I know that's not an ad, but there she is.
Yes.
She sings about espresso and someone goes, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I guess a me espresso. That's that me espresso.
There was a 14% increase in orders this year for pickles.
Oh, pickles are so good. Sweet baby gherkins. Those are my fave.
Sweet. Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
Which is my soda. If you offer me all the sodas.
Oh, really?
I'm going Dr. Pepper.
I go whatever kind of root beer you got there and diet if you have it. It's just sugar free.
Dr. Pepper was the most ordered soda from convenience stores.
Oh.
So there's that.
So you can send these guys to like the Sevy.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's really
strange.
The world's
very convenient.
Yeah, it is something.
Yeah.
I don't know what their charge is to get you a tub, an 8 ounce tub of cottage cheese. Hardly seems worth it. But then again,
I feel like there's like a trick involved in this whole thing. Like, people running around doing all this like sort of grunt work, through an app that's getting all the money for it. And then, you know, they don't have healthcare. Like, I feel like, you know, the sort of side hustle thing needs to be legitimized a little bit. I think there's a lot of people just trying to make ends meet doing that stuff. And it's not really, it's not a long-term solution. It's a bummer.
Well, if you remember when we first heard Uber as a business, and I realize that's not Grubhub, but yes, they were saying,
but it is the same idea.
Our model is to have nobody driving for us.
Right. Driverless.
Driverless cars. That's what we're aiming for. Yep. That's the plan. And all of you who drive for us right now,
enjoy it while you got it.
Hear us. This is not long term for you.
You're not an employee here.
And then they were like, well, we're going to strike. And they went,
are
we're just
though?
Trying to tell you what we're doing right. as a business. Like, it's very strange.
Yeah. But I feel like, is Uber developing their own?
Yes, I believe
car?
They are.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's are any of them in service?
I don't see any, but I don't know. I see other types of cars with all the contraptions
yes,
on top.
Contraption
and
cars.
And don't know.
I'm assuming
who they're for.
Those are like Waymo now because they all look the same. They're the white ones and they're.
Jaguars. No, that's what I'm saying. I've seen others.
Oh,
than
you have.
Waymo. Yes,
oh, you have. Okay.
Others and Waymo's easily. They're all the Jaguars.
Yeah. They look exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I basically come into the city and then I leave the city and like, they're not crawling around near my house, but they are crawling around here.
Right. I don't think they have a license to drive outside the city.
Right. I'd use them in the city. That sounds great. Can I sit up front? Cause there's nobody up there. I won't have to talk to anybody. It's great.
Well, then why sit in front?
Why not? Be like, you know, look out the window.
All right.
What's going on?
But if a person is there, then you don't want any part of the front
seat. I don't
want
to talk
seat.
To them. Okay. I'm just in the back.
Jesus Christ.
I like to look around.
There's such good stories, though, when you talk to the drivers.
Are there? Or is it just like, now I have
I
to
talk
continue
to the drivers
talking.
Every time. But
you talk to everyone.
I always ask them, what's the craziest thing that happened while you've been driving? That's my go-to question every time I get in the car, and you get some
great answers. Yeah, I look on the app and go, is there an option here where I don't have to talk? Oh, there it is. No talking. That's what I'm doing.
Grinch.
This guy's going to need a lawyer.
It's not that friendly. Oh,
35-year-old man named Michael Murray bought a used Subaru Outback for $4,000 at a dealership in Sandy, Utah on Monday.
Sandy, Utah.
Sandy, Utah.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing? So
he came back a few hours later and said, you sold me a lemon.
Oh.
Now, I've been sold a lemon. I know that feeling. In fact, I've been sold two lemons.
Oh, my. One of them was a brand new car, too, right?
Both of them were brand new cars. But either way, the lemon thing is a problem for a number of reasons. The new car lemon thing is, I'm sorry, but I bought a new car, so I wouldn't have to be back here.
I didn't want to see you until
don't tell me you're going to fix my lemon because I didn't buy a new car so I could have it in the shop before it's 2 days old.
Right. Give me another one.
Oh, no. The law says we just have to repair it, which we'll do for you. So give us the car. We'll give you a look. It's the most maddening feeling in the world.
Yes.
So this guy, even though it's a used car, leaves in his new car.
Mm-hmm. New
finger
to you.
Quotes. Yeah, right. Came back a few hours later and said, you guys sold me a lemon. He claims they refused to give him his money back, so he did the next best thing.
Oh, no. What did
he hopped in the car and drove it straight through their front door. I'm returning it. There is raw
footage.
Take
delivery.
Yeah. There is raw footage. There's cussing in it, though, so do not go looking for that.
I'm not.
I'm protecting you from yourself right now.
Thank you.
Always listen to everything we put on the air every time.
They say he did threaten to do it, so they had warning.
Oh. I just think when someone says, I am going to drive this car right through the front of your building.
I'm returning this mofo
nobody believes you. Like, yeah, all right, sure you are.
Seven salespeople were near the door as he barreled through it.
Oh, my God.
No one was hurt.
Oh, thank goodness.
But the car itself cost $4,000. The door he destroyed, the entrance he destroyed, is over $10,000 in damage to the building.
Oh, boy.
And we don't know what the condition of the car is anymore. And it sounds like it was bad before he went through the doorway.
Yeah. Well, maybe he totaled it.
He talked to Inside Edition after bailing out of jail, and he said, he knows he probably shouldn't have done it, but he hit his breaking point, which is understandable, and yet you drove a $4,000 car through a $10,000 doorway. Now you got no car, and you owe for the doorway.
You do it to yourself. It's true. That's what really hurts.
The dealership also said, we knew the car had issues. We told him the car had issues. And we also offered him a refund. But what I think is, well, I think what's clear is these things take time. Mm. And he was probably like, give me my money back.
Now. Give it to me now.
You be.
Give me my money back. Give me my money back, you bitch.
Who does that?
Ben Folds.
It's one of your favorites.
I love that song, yeah.
He's facing charges for felony criminal mischief and reckless endangerment on top of the $10,000 doorway the loss for the $4,000 car that now he'll not get his money back for because he destroyed it.
He did it to himself.
Well done, young man. 35-year-old Michael Murray.
Yeah.
Has had a week.
Yeah.
You dumb, dumb dummy.
You dumb, dumb dummy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Come on, Vin. When certain brand of car, Volkswagen, gives you a lemon, you make lemonade. No, you are bummed and you say, I didn't buy a new car so that I could have this thing be all janky.
Yeah,
so as I leave the lot. Right.
I don't want you to have to fix this for a really long time. And it's really hurting me. I'm hurting right now. I'm in pain.
510 says, I agree with Maddie that you should talk to your drivers. I have talked to Uber drivers from Colombia, Argentina, Brazil, and the Middle East, and I can say that I learned something from all of them. My go-to question is, what do you think about the automated cars like Waymo? And they always have an opinion, and it leads to more conversation. Well, of course they do. That's their competition. I doubt they're going to go. Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan of those Waymos.
Right. Now, look, if you want to talk to the drivers, go ahead. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm a very shy person.
What?
I end up talking to people because I'm like also a very nervous person, but yeah, I don't want to talk to anybody. Thanks. No, thanks. I'm friendly enough, but I don't want to get trapped in a corner with you. And that's what I consider a car to be. I am trapped in this vehicle with you. You could drive this vehicle off a bridge if I piss you off. So let's just not start talking. And then we don't have to, and I don't have to be like, sorry, but I got to do something.
That's when you shoot me the look and I walk over and I'll, Sarah, come here. I need you for something.
Yeah, yeah. Rescue me. Rescue me. Somebody save me.
Oh my gosh.
I know the look.
Well, we've known each other a long time.
You're a grown woman. What are you talking about?
I think you know. I'm pretty sure you know.
Yeah, you know.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the worst Christmas songs of all time. It has been decided.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.